good musical choice today to discuss something. We got to have a little family talk. Everybody gather around. It's Joe, Alex, MYK.
This is Irish music?
This actually is from Riverdance, yes. I would like to talk to about something that you did to me Friday night at Red Room.
Oh, here we go.
Have you ever heard the term, Alex, of an Irish goodbye?
No, what is that?
I've heard of it, kind of, but I guess explained to me by somebody else, because after what MYK did to me, it's when you kind of dip out without saying goodbye.
Ooh.
It's just like one second, I'm like, hey, I think you went to go get a drink or go to the bathroom. And you come back, it's like, wait a minute, where did they go? Can you explain that? Maybe am I close on that one, MYK?
I mean, like, it's not like we came to the bar together.
No,
I mean, you met up with me there.
Yeah, I Ubered there because I wanted to have a good time and drink and hang out with Elliot King and everybody having a good time at Red Room on Friday nights.
Yeah, shout out to our bartender, Eric. Every time, like, you know, you go out or whatever, like, you know, our type of group, we meet there. We show up, you know, we don't show up as a posse.
We're separate.
You live way north. Mm-hmm. I live way on the other side. So I feel like I don't have to say goodbye, you know? I don't want to make it a big production, a walk to every single person, because there's a lot of people I know there, and say, hey, I'm leaving. Hey, I'm leaving. Hey, Joe, I'm leaving. You know, it shouldn't be a big production.
I feel like, but you have, when you say goodbye to people, when you've met a lot of people out, like, you pick the most important people, and then you say goodbye to them only.
Like, did you say?
Exactly.
That's what I feel like. Like, I bet you said goodbye to Elliot, whoever was DJing, I don't even remember, because Friday night was a blur, whoever was in the mix, I don't remember. The bartender, she probably said goodbye to Taylor. You know, like, hey, bye, Taylor, thanks for the free drinks.
To be honest, I just say goodbye to whoever's in my path. Like, I order the Uber, I'm ready to dip
out. Path of least resistance over here.
People, and it's like, hey, I'm out.
I have to agree with Joe. If I would have been there and you would have done that to me, I would have freaked out. We would have gotten in a huge fight later. I would not have been on speaking terms with you today. Because I also, first of all, I think it's crappy no matter who you are and what gender you are to do an Irish goodbye to your friends when you're out. But I do think that it is even worse for a male or a female to do an Irish goodbye to another female.
Oh, for sure.
Because girls left alone at a bar or a club, it's scary.
That's a whole different thing.
If all of a sudden I looked around and I saw none of you guys and I'd met you there or something, I would have like burst into tears and been so upset and terrified.
You know who's notorious for this, though? I mean, MYK, obviously, I've seen him do this before, but he did it to me, so I really feel hurt. Like, I'm not, like, going to cry about it, but it bothered me. It made
Are
me angry.
Sure?
But then Buster does afternoons, too.
Oh, Buster does it constantly.
He does
but if Buster
it
did it
everywhere.
To me, I would freak out. I would freak out.
It's just like no F's given.
Just
like,
oh,
it doesn't matter.
I think it's rude to do. I think if you showed up there to meet your friends, like, you should say goodbye.
I disagree. I mean, if you only met up with, like, two friends, maybe. If I met up with Joe and Alex, that'd be a different story. But, you know, we're there with, like, a bunch of people.
You know
Elliot's hosting. Cam is on the tables. We know Eric. We know Taylor. We know everybody there.
You know why this hurts so much? Is because you're my only damn friend I have here in Indy besides Alex. I've been here 7 months and nobody will hang out with me. And then I go out there. No, here's the thing. I get what you're saying because that does suck when if you're trying to leave and you gotta think about everybody. You could even just like look and give me that... nod, like, I'm out.
Yeah, it'd be absolutely different if just me and you showed up. We showed up in the same Uber. We showed up as boys, you know, there to party. We're there to conquer the Red Room. You know, but it was a different story. Like, we just met up with everybody that's there already.
I feel like this is one of those situations where you are either very pro-Irish goodbye or you're very against Irish goodbyes. There's no in-between. There's no one that's like, it doesn't really matter to me. Like, I think you have strong feelings.
I want to know if, like, I have a good point. Or, I mean, if you want to call me out, because MYK won't come out and say it, but I think he would say I'm being a little butthurt in this situation. I'm being a little baby
Definitely
about it.
Definitely being butthurt. Like, Joe, I feel like you could fend for yourself. Like, you know, you'd be okay in that environment. Whereas opposed to, like, if Alex, in the same scenario, even though she met me there, I would stop and say, hey, Alex, I'm leaving right now. Are you sure you're okay? Do you want to leave together? Do you want, you know, are
That's
you making
nice.
Sure that everything is good? You know, like that everybody's watching out for you. Elliot's hosting, Cam's watching out. But Joe, you could take care
of
yourself.
I'm glad to hear at least that MYK is not an absolute monster and doesn't care about Alex.
But had she showed up with a group of her girls and like, you know, 10 other dudes or whatever, I'm out.
Yeah.